Hi everyone, Scene Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover an article explaining why women find sexist men appealing from a psychological standpoint. This appears to be more relevant now than ever because you've probably seen the TikTok videos where women on the left say they want a masculine man instead of a feminized guy. The article I've shared in the description talks about what is known as benevolent sexism, basically the good parts of sexism. So once again, women cherry-picking the parts of men that they want while trying to discard the rest. So what is benevolent sexism? It's basically when you put women on a pedestal, cherish and protect them, sacrifice for them, and promote the idea that women are more virtuous than men are. I don't know how these things are sexist. They are positive things if you're a woman, because men will worship you. Women saw men with these qualities as more willing to commit and protect them. But the negatives about these sorts of guys, according to women, is that they're more likely to put restrictions on women's freedoms. What this article is describing is not a sexist guy per se, but simply a traditional man. A traditional man is more likely to be loyal and commit. A woke male, on the other hand, won't treat women with any special treatment, and won't worship at her feet, bowing down at her cankles. Benevolent sexism means good sexism. And of course women are going to take what they see as the positives associated with traditional gender roles in males. When they meet a man that opens the door for them or is chivalrous in some other way, they get spoiled by it. And if someone came over to your house every day and mowed your lawn, and you were a woman, would you say no? I'll mow that lawn myself, because I'm a strong, empowered woman. Would she really grab the lawnmower out of the hands of the man willing to do it for her or not? Or would she just let him do it because he wants to simp out? This article appears to mislabel simping as sexism, to get men to think that women want all of them to basically worship them and do chivalrous things for them. It kinda sounds evil. Some guys might fall for this and become traditional, thinking that women want that in a man and think that means that he's a bad boy and more attractive, and all the while she's just more likely to basically put him in the friend zone. Psychology Today is playing a psychological game on men with this article, and I'm absolutely not surprised. The field of psychology leans heavily female these days, as women make up the majority of both patients and practitioners. So it comes as no shock to me that Psychology Today would dress up this article by calling traditional guys bad boys. If that's what passes for a bad boy for them, then it makes me wonder what an actual bad boy does with his time. I'll discuss that and more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women want masculine men that stand up to them, and not weak men that pander to them clown world show. Women want a man to have a spine and stand up to them and tell them no if they make unreasonable demands. It provides them drama and also confirms that if he's willing to stand up to them and he loves them, then he's strong enough to go out into the world and stand up to everyone else for his own interests. I originally found this story on a men's forum, yet only a couple of the guys actually read the article. I thought it was going to be a scientific paper proving that women aren't attracted to men that are pushovers. Instead, the forum was just talking about alphas and betas. It's unfortunate that most men look at the situation like this in black and white, while women look at a situation like this and can spin the story to turn out both black and white at the same time. The article is a smokescreen because what they really won't tell you is that it doesn't matter if you're a good or bad man. You just have to be the opposite of ugly. You have to be attractive. But if they came out and said that and it sank into the minds of the simps out there, then they would stop letting themselves get friends out. When I was in the 10th grade and was working out for an hour or two a day and building tons of muscles, I didn't really care too much about girls, because they didn't give me the time of day in the 9th grade, when I was skinny, and that's when I actually wanted them. But now all of a sudden they wanted me in the 10th grade, and had nothing to do with my personality or social status all that much. It was simply about looks. That's it. I now have half a dozen women contacting me on a weekly basis now because of my channel, trying to set up rendezvous, and they haven't even seen me in real life. But they're interested in my social status, maybe financial situation too. I don't know. They don't care if I say hurtful things in my videos about them either. They don't care if I'm toxic or not, supposedly. They probably just see my masculine energy, prolific work ethic, and the fact that I have other things going for me besides a woman in my life, and that draws them in closer. A masculine man is not thirsty and he knows his own worth. He might be high value socially, financially, mentally, and physically. A guy that puts work into himself will have all those qualities. I don't really know what else I can say about the article or this topic. So for the rest of the video, I want to discuss how YouTube is starting to put all my videos into limited state, and I have to appeal if I want ads on them. So far, about 80% of them are being approved. But every single video is now being held for review for a few days, and then they give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. I make my videos well ahead of time, so I don't mind waiting for their response. But up until recently, everything was automatically approved. Up to this point, two videos like this one, they were my traditional topics and non-memes of the week videos didn't pass, and they were demonetized. But I understand why, because they had scantily clad ladies in them. So I understand I have to be more careful so that doesn't happen again. Two memes of the week videos as well for some reason. At least unlike earlier in the year, when I had to appeal all my videos and then they would all automatically be deemed unacceptable, this time someone is actually reviewing them. But this wasn't an issue in September, October, November, but began happening in early December. Everything was fine, but I always expected trouble in the background. Who knows if my channel is going to be completely demonetized by this point, when I release this video. It's like there have been different policies behind the scenes of YouTube over the last 6 or 7 years. I went through this same thing in 2017 and 18, after the adpocalypse, where I had to appeal each video for a year and a half. Then in 2018, I was demonetized completely. I said a few months ago, when my videos started getting ads on them, that they might take them away at any time and for no good reason. I just wish there was a way to figure out how to stay within the line, so to speak. Unfortunately, it seems like the invisible lines keep on shifting. I can feel them, but I can't see them. I wish they could give me a good reason, and I could know what was supposedly offensive, so I could avoid putting it up or saying it. I feel like there are psychological games being played against me. It's almost as if just never monetizing me or demonetizing me completely is way too easy. I'd almost think that someone is behind the scenes wanting to see me suffer and live in terror. Maybe that's my paranoia talking. The truth is, the best thing that ever happened to me was getting thrown out of the creator program on my main Same Man channel in 2018. If that had never happened, I never would have been promoting the Brave browser, made money from basic attention token, and then converted it over to Bitcoin. Then I ran into a guy named Jeff Booth talking about inflation and technological deflation. And now I understand the plan to get my life on easy street financially, and have implemented it. They say that your neuroplasticity is strongest when you're younger, but with age you can't adapt your brain to new situations or ideas, which is true for the most part. But I was listening to a podcast recently where someone mentioned that your brain does adapt when you put it through constant stress. You find solutions that you never would have before. Living in chronic stress, though, exacerbates my underlying autoimmune issues. But the stress made me sharper and reshaped my brain and gave me a glimpse into the part of myself that I never knew I could be. The CEO of NVIDIA, I was listening to an interview with him recently, and his stress and worry is what keeps his company one step ahead of the competition. Luckily for him, it hasn't resulted in any health issues that we know of. What's also crazy is that I knew that I couldn't even use the word feminist as the title of this video because I knew it would automatically not be eligible for monetization. I also broke up one video into 5 parts and 3 of them were absolutely clear and monetized. So I put them together and uploaded them that way, and then somehow they became ineligible for monetization. I hope that someone is having a good laugh behind the scenes watching me do all of that. A couple of videos I put out a couple of weeks ago, guys were saying I picked great pictures in those videos. Unfortunately, those pictures were too racy, so the videos weren't monetized. What do you guys think I should do? Should I just quit in the next month or two at my 10-year anniversary mark and start making entirely different content that doesn't help people nearly as much? Should I focus on the ideal of helping my fellow man or indulge in hedonistic pursuits and fantasies? Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women don't care if you're a male feminist or a Trump thumper. They'll still smash you if you're hot. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the psychology articles that just gaslight men away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.